Yes, on two. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Voting yes on Amendment 2 is important for all Tennesseans.
Tennesseans, wherever they live, whether in rural areas or urban areas, have a real interest in making sure there's a good independent judiciary.
Fair judges. Important to everybody.
When voters go to the polls this fall, an amendment to the state's constitution will be on the ballot, and a campaign led by Governor Bill Haslam and former Governor Phil Bredesen is encouraging a yes vote on judicial selection rather than holding elections for appellate judges.
We think that having a process like this where the 29 appellate court judges are nominated by the governor, who is elected by the people, confirmed by the General Assembly, who are elected by the people, and then up themselves for a retention election every 8 years, is a good system that will provide that stability and clarity within the system.
Former Governor Bredesen agrees that it's the right thing to do to ensure the best qualified judges are in place. He just hopes voters will learn more about the issue and understand that it's not about politics.
This is an issue that doesn't get a lot of people excited, and I understand that, but I think it's, you know, as important for the long-term future of our state and success of our state as anything I see out there right now. I hope people will see that and will vote yes on Amendment 2.
Fred Thompson, the former Tennessee senator and actor, is also on board the campaign to vote yes on 2 because it puts the right person behind the bench to make important decisions.
I think that this system that's being proposed today by the governor, this Amendment 2, we'll do that. It's simply the best way that I know how to make sure that we get the right kind of judges, and that's important to everybody.
We just think that this is the best process for the governor to select the best qualified people, and then the legislature has the opportunity within 30 days to reject or not.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch also agreeing to voting yes on Amendment 2. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.